I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, the MVPs from the September 12th JVBUHS football game versus Burroughs JV high school team was offensive lineman of the game was sophomore Marcus Manlilito. Defensive MVP was freshman Oscar Henriquez. Offensive MVP was freshman Clifton Paco. And special teams MVP was freshman Joel Alarcon. See the picture of them? Head on over to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook or go to sierrawave.net. Well, 100 Women Who Care in the Eastern Sierra presented a collective donation of $8,500 to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and Bishop, helping provide food, clothing, and assistance to those in need. Since its foundation, 100 Women Who Care has contributed more than 40,000 nonprofits serving Inyo and Mono counties. Our members are passionate about coming together to make a real difference, said Darlene Schultz, chair of the 100 Women Who Care of Eastern Sierra. By pooling our resources, we're able to strengthen organizations like St. Vincent de Paul that provide essential support for families in our community. The group continues to grow and invites local women to join the movement at 100wwces.org. Well, Inyo County Board of Supervisors will be having a special meeting tonight, Friday, September 26th at 5 p.m. Special agenda has been posted on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media as well as sierrawave.net. Well, let's talk about traffic impacts. The new ones coming. US 6, the K-Rail removal on US 6 from US 395 to Dixon Lane and Bishop, the shoulders will be closed while crews remove K-Rail Monday and Tuesday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. In Mono County, quite a bit's going to be taking place that's new. Mammoth Lakes pavement marking on State Route 203 from Old Mammoth Road to Dump Road. Crews will be applying to fresh pavement markings to the road Monday through Wednesday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There'll be intermittent lane closures and drivers may experience brief delays. June Lake Loop utility work on State Route 158 from Lakeview Drive to Powerhouse Road. Utility crews will replace poles Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Bridgeport utility work on US 395 from Kirkwood Street to 1 mile north. Utility crews will replace poles Monday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Bridgeport Valley utility work on US 395 from State Route 270, which is Bodie Road, to Green Creek Road. Utility crews will replace infrastructure on Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Walker utility work on US 395 from Eastside Lane to Hackney Drive. Utility crews will replace poles Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Colville utility work on US 395 from Larson Lane to Monaghan Lane Street, that is, I'm sorry. Utility crews will replace poles Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Remember, these are just the new impacts. There are ongoing impacts, and you should visit sierrawave.net to see those. All these delays do add up, so make sure that you add them into the time that it takes you to get to your destination. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Gabby's Dollhouse. The movie is rated PG, 1 hour and 38 minutes. When Gabby's Dollhouse, her most prized possession, ends up in the hands of an eccentric cat lady named Vera, she must set off on an adventure through the real world to get the Gabby cats back together before it's too late. Has an IMDb of 6 out of 10. Staying Over is going to be the Conjuring movie. For showtimes, go to bishoptwintheater.com. Remember, for more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, tune in to Skippable News.